Adrian Dater, who joins us now. Our Avalanche insider, AD, joins us courtesy of Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. And Adrian is in Philadelphia this morning, where the Avalanche played and lost last night. Adrian, it is a tough time right now for the Avs. I guess the latest is Nathan MacKinnon. Do you have any updates on Nathan MacKinnon's injury that forced him to leave yesterday's game?
Nothing beyond last night, Mike. Still, the team flew back late last night, obviously. And, it looked like something to his left side. Hope it's not a rib injury. A lot of people think it could be an oblique pull or something, but we have to wait, unfortunately, until the doctors check him out more in Denver. We probably won't get anything official until tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be hold your breath time on this thing. Let's just hope it's nothing long term.
Hey, D, late last night I had to look outside to make sure the pigs weren't falling from the sky. The Avs went 3-4 on this road trip, and we know that there's a bunch of injuries, and we know that this team is going to be all right once their players start trickling back in. But what worries me is that teams have came or kind of forced the Avs to play a different type of game. You know, Boston in particular, and Boston's a really, really good team, but making them play that perimeter game and not allowing the Avs to get enough shots on net or get into the crease or get into the face or make those greasy plays, so should we worry about that, where we're seeing teams be able to dictate how the Avs are going to play, where, this team has won with their athleticism and just playing fast?
Well, no, I don't think we need to worry unless these guys just don't come back. I think when these guys do come back, they're going to be back to being a fast team. That it doesn't matter if teams want to try and play physical on them or keep them away from the front of the net and stuff like that. They're not going to be able to very well because the Avs are going to be too fast and move the puck around too easily. And they're going to get power plays and they're going to score goals on that. And then the Avs are going to be able to play more of their kind of checking game that they like to play on opponents. But, every game lately, it seems like, they're down after a period or two and they, playing catch up hockey and they don't have enough personnel right now to sustain anything. And that was the case last night. They get up 1-0, but, a couple bad plays, it's 2-1, and all of a sudden it's just, recipe for disaster when you're always playing catch up hockey. I'm still not worried about this team. I know, some fans are, and I think they're almost out of a playoff spot if the season ended today. But the good news is the season doesn't end today. It's got another, 55 games or so. So a lot of time, a lot of guys are going to come back. And, let's just see how opponents deal with when they've got to now deal with returning Landeskog and all the rest of the crew there. So, this is still a really good team, but they are being hammered by injuries right now. There's no question about it.
Adrian Dater joined us live from Philadelphia, where the Avs lost last night to the Flyers. So with everything going on with the Bronco injuries, we've become experts on psychoanalyzing everything that Nathaniel Hackett did in terms of getting his team ready for the season. With the Avs coming off that long playoff grind, short summer, short training camp, is there anything that you can point to from the way that the offseason played out that explains this injury plague?
I don't think so. I mean, the only thing that went really sort of haywire was the Landeskog knee thing. I mean, they thought, I guess that we all thought it was going to be fixed after the season. Turned out, I guess it wasn't. Has to have another surgery. To me, that's the one tough, tough thing that happened over the summer. All these other injuries, they kind of just happened, during games. Blocked shots, taking pucks to feet, and Nathan MacKinnon somehow, he got hit pretty hard along the boards last night. We don't know if that was cause the injury, but, maybe he's got a sore rib or something else. So, Darren Helm did have some kind of off-season thing where his thing didn't respond as well, so he's still been out. But all these other things, just flukes of nature, man, and I've covered enough Avs teams where everybody says, wow, it couldn't have been any worse than this. Well, actually, it has been worse than this. The Avalanche of, I believe, 2011... 12 had a more than almost 500 man games lost to injury. The team in 14-15 had the all-time record, which was, I think, 484. So, this stuff happens. The Avs have always had some bad luck with injuries, it seems like, right? We covered Peter Forsberg in this town.
Good point.
it's always been there. They had injuries in the playoffs last year that looked like they were doom and gloom. Nazem Kadri, broken thumb. We all thought, oh, no, here it goes. You know, they've got enough talent they can overcome this. Long way to go. Everything's going to be okay. Avalanche fans just need to, hey, you know, go look at those pictures of the Stanley Cup from the summer and, you know, soothe your worry a little bit with that. Better times will be ahead.
Yeah. AD, we saw the Avs call up Charles Hudon. And this is a call-up that I've been waiting for all year. We know that Lankanen's hurt, and obviously he's going to miss a good amount of time for this call-up. But just kind of, could you talk about him? Because he's always been a guy that, you know, playing with that, you know, being a lefty, being a physical guy like Lankanen as well, and, you know, having that kind of snappy wrist shot and being able to play on both wings. He's always been a guy that's excited me, and I've been excited to see him with the Avs. Last night, I know he led the team on shots on net. I think he had about 7 of those things. But could you talk about his future and what you saw in his debut in an Avs uniform last night?
Well, in the first period, I was thinking, gee, where's this guy been all year? I mean, what took so long to call this guy up? He leads the team in shots with 7, you're right, last night. Almost scored on 3 of them. He made hits. He stole pucks. He made good passes. There was nothing much not to like. So I would say this kid has earned at least another game from the call-up, no matter what, and maybe beyond that. I mean, there's been some other guys who have not grabbed the horns from being called up.
Who are some of those guys, AD?
Yeah.
Who are some of those guys?
Well, I mean, Anton Bleed, 9 games, no points. You know, Jason Megna, he's on waivers last night. He could, you know, he's got a clear today. He hasn't really done anything offensively. Martin Kaut, a giveaway last night that leads to the second goal. He hasn't scored much. He had that one game where he had a 1-1, I believe. That's it. Other guys, Galchenyuk gets called up from the Eagles, 4 games, no points, -3 on the road trip. So yeah, some guys have not taken advantage of those opportunities, but Charles Hudon did last night.
All right. AD, on the road with the Avs in Philadelphia, Boston before that, safe trip home. AD, always appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, AD.
Appreciate it, guys.
Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider. You can join and visit with him at ColoradoHockeyNow.com for all your great Avalanche coverage, home and away. He joins us courtesy of Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche.